This is Senator Bob Dole. House Speaker Jim Wright is at it again. He's got yet another way to dip into taxpayers' pockets. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I had a crazy dream the other night. I dreamt that the Democrats tried to squeeze another $17 billion out of the economy by taxing the stock market. But when I woke up, it was no dream. It's another Democrat tax nightmare. It's true, Ted. Jim Wright really does want to tax all stock transactions. That's right, the same stock that everyone's retirement plan or pension fund invests in. But then what's new? Democrats and high taxes have become inseparable twins. But the people cannot be conned, no matter how many times you come up with a sneaky new high tax scheme. And the Democrat vision of America as a high tax haven for politicians will win you thumbs down where it really counts, at the voting booth.
Cut it out, Bob. You get the Chameleon of the Year award for that partisan diatribe. With your record, you make Jim Wright look like a model of restraint on taxes. You're the same Bob Dole who ambushed the 1981 Reagan tax cut by raising taxes in 1982. How could you forget that, Bob? You raised taxes by over $98 billion. You landed square in the record books with that one, Bob. The biggest tax increase in history. That's when Jack Kemp started calling you the tax collector for the welfare state. Now the landscape looks more presidential to you, Bob, and you're trying to change your spots. But that sudden conversion to anti-tax rhetoric doesn't fool anyone. Those Republican elephants have long memories, not to mention thinner pocketbooks, all because of you. The new Bob Dole says he's against taxes, but the old Bob Dole sure knew how to raise them. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new idea to deal with the growing national problem of illiteracy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.